Hi, friend. I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings translated into American English at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email address is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is July 4th, 2026. That is, in the inspired calendar, Tammuz 1957-87. So we are continuing in Jonah, or Yonah, as the word is properly pronounced. Chapter 3, verse 1. Of course, that name means dove, or actually it has a double meaning, dove or wrongdoer. So, this man was sort of two-faced. Are you that way? I know I'm that way. I have my faults and flaws, and probably even have some admirable points. So verse 1, it happened. Eternal Originator's statement, that is Yahweh. Eternal Originator is the name, only name, that Supreme has. Supreme is, of course, a descriptive name. This is his name. The only one to ever translate this correctly is Moffat. Translators grossly mistranslate much of the writings that we call inspired. So it happened. Eternal Originator's statement was conveyed to Dove again. So he, you know, the word can mean Dove or Vexer, and either word is appropriate. And he reiterated, verse 2, you must get up. Get on your feet, boy. You must go to the great seat of government city. What's the seat of government? Well, that's his great political place where I think the ancient nation was probably a great nation too, but it was not pleasing Supreme, just like the ancient Egyptians were not pleasing him. And they never listened to Supreme or any of his statements that he made with ancient Israel right there in their nation captive. So you must go to the great seat of government city. You must proclaim to it what I told you. Now, he had just come out of the mouth of this great fish, and he was walking toward this city. And, of course, people saw him, and they knew something spectacular had happened. Verse 3, Dove arose and went to seat of government city, according to Eternal Originator's statement. Seat of government city was a very great city. Well, it was one of the greatest cities on earth then. I don't know, what would we call a great city now? New York City? Yeah, it won't last either. It's doomed. We just don't realize it. These man-made, contrived places are very deficient in Supreme's eyes, although we think highly of them. I've been to New York City. I'd never want to live there. Sorry. I've been to Chicago. Lived there. Would never want to do it again. I've been to Los Angeles. Lived in that area. Would never want to do that either. No, I'm just not a city man. And I guess I'm in the big city now. They call this Portland. Metropolitan Portland, that's actually Vancouver in Washington, but okay, I won't speak too negatively about it while I'm living here, all right? So, seat of government city was a very great city, exceeding 3 days' journey. I suppose you could walk through Portland and it might take you a couple of days or three, I don't know. It's It's certainly a very great city. Now, in the past, cities didn't go up and people didn't live up. They just sprawled wherever they were. And they weren't so far to the north or south or east or west. They were just basically one drag type of city. So we need to understand what these terms are referring to. So Dove started to come to the city walking one day. So he started coming into the city. He proclaimed, saying, this is what Spring wanted him to do, and this is what he did not. We did not want to do this. No way, Jose. He had great disgust for these people, and well, I guess he had hurt feelings, you might say. Isn't that the way we feel about the Nazis? Although now we call our president Nazi. We don't hate the Nazis. We like the Nazis. Are we crazy? Well, we embrace Nazis, we embrace commies, we embrace demons of all sorts, and I don't think we're ever going to learn. So Supreme's taking steps to reduce the population of the Earth from approximately 10 billion to less than 1 billion, and he'll do that here very soon now. All right. So he proclaimed, yet 40 days, and seat of government city will be overthrown. Do you think that's what'll happen here? Do you think in just over a month, somewhere in August, will be destroyed? Well, you may find out that it's just about as short a time for us as it was for them. Supreme doesn't have different ploys that he uses. Verse 5. Seat of government city people trusted most powerful. They proclaimed abstinence. Wow, this is incredible. Nobody on earth has ever done this. Individuals have. These are remarkable people. So this is why Supreme holds ancient Israel, which was Israel and Judah, as one. Egypt and this Assyrian nation as the top three powers. They wore sackcloth from their great to their insignificant. The statement extended to the seat of government city's ruler. He arose from his seat of power. He lay his fur cloak from him. He was sackcloth covered. He sat on the ashes. We might see a few people in this country who are pleasing Supreme, but you could probably be surprised by the small amount of people worldwide. May not even be 20,000 men, women, and children. Verse 7, he proclaimed and conveyed in seat of government city from the decision of ruler and his elders, saying, the earthling and the animal of the herd and the flock must not taste anything. They must not graze. They must not drink waters. They couldn't pray, but this was fasting. Animals were fasting. Verse 8, the earthling and the animal must be sackcloth covered. They must call to most powerful insistently and turn each from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. So they had been very violent. They had conquered the world, I guess we'd have to say. Verse 9, who knows? Most powerful may turn and relent. He may turn from the hot displeasure. We may not perish. Verse 10, most powerful consider their actions. They turned from their evil way. Most powerful had compassion about the misery that he stated he would do to them and did not. This has never happened before or after in human history. All right, well, we'll stop there for today's reading of the inspired writings. And I'll say that today's events are continue to be horrible and tragic. But we must learn. We must do what these people did. We must flee idolatry. We must flee morality. We must flee deceiving, coveting, dishonoring our parents, stealing, murdering. We must be being renovated now or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life.